The NFL draft came and went, and George Pickens stayed put with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that all changed here on Wednesday, May 7th, as George Pickens is now traded to the Dallas Cowboys. Essentially, if you boil it all down, it's for a third-round pick. There are more picks involved. I'm not really concerned with that. It's about the right value here for George Pickens, but obviously, what are the fantasy football implications? And I think we should look to both sides of this. First and foremost, the Dallas side. Obviously, we'll get to the Pittsburgh side as well. But let's talk about the Dallas side. So the Cowboys, entering the offseason, had a major need at wide receiver. They have one of the best receivers in the league in CeeDee Lamb as their slot receiver, but they didn't have much else beyond that. Jonathan Mingo, Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks. It was pretty ugly. And for CeeDee Lamb, that was actually going to be fairly detrimental because, well, the attention was going to be on him. Now, not as detrimental. George Pickens steps in. He will be the number two, and I want to be really clear about that. Not the 1A. You know, and I always talk about a 1 and a 1A. Those are two receivers who kind of share top billing. CeeDee Lamb is still top billing here. And I don't think this hurts his fantasy value really at all. If anything, maybe he moves down a spot or two, but I don't even think I'm going to move him. He's going to remain wide receiver three, almost certainly. He's a top shelf option. He's an elite option. He's a high volume option. He's a darn good player in the prime of his career. And now he has another receiver there who can stretch the field and take attention away from CeeDee Lamb. So CeeDee Lamb's not a loser here. I don't think he benefits necessarily dramatically. I think ultimately here, this is just good, right? Not a major benefit, but this is good. Now, as far as Pickens is concerned, we know what type of player he is. He is an inconsistent guy who has a tendency of making spectacular plays look routine, and routine plays sometimes look very difficult. He is a player who also has kind of quit on his team at times. He will show up huge some weeks and disappear in other weeks. He is a boom or bust volatile player. Now, he has no competition as the number two target in this offense. Yes, they do still have Jake Ferguson there. I'm not expecting him to see more targets than Pickens. I would say Pickens should threaten triple-digit targets, whereas I'd be really surprised if Ferguson approached triple digits. Like, if he was in the high 90s, that would be a surprise. If Pickens is in the high 90s, low 100s, not a surprise whatsoever. Of course, we have the question of Dak Prescott. At this point in his career, what kind of quarterback is he? Coming off of an injury season, not quite as effective, but partially didn't have a lot of weapons, so I'm not going to hold that against him. And I think overall, you know, I don't hate that for Pickens. Prescott has helped out here, no doubt about it. He'll still be a quarterback too, but now maybe more of a front-end quarterback too instead of a mid-range quarterback too. But what about Pickens? Where is the value for George Pickens here? And I still think we're in wide receiver three territory. Now, I had him at back end wide receiver three territory in Pittsburgh. He was wide receiver 36 in my rankings as of yesterday before all this trade stuff went down. I don't see him moving up that dramatically. And the reason for it is pretty simple. Like, if he, let's say he ends up wide receiver 30, 29, 28, 27, haven't officially run the numbers yet, but I'm not concerned. I'm just trying to group him in a general area, sort of a tier here. Why I think more of a wide receiver three than a wide receiver two, it's the volatility. If you're expecting this move to now all of a sudden stabilize George Pickens week over week, I just don't see it happening. I still think we're going to see very big weeks. I still think we're going to see weeks where he completely disappears. And for a lot of fantasy managers, that is not the type of player they like. That is the type of player who drives them mad. So one thing that I always advise is, as we're headed towards fantasy draft season a few months down the line, just make sure you're aware of the type of player you're drafting. If it is a boom or bust wide receiver three, there are going to be some really crappy weeks. There are going to be some really good weeks. And there probably are going to be very few weeks in between. And that is George Pickens. So if you're willing to take that ride, you know, sign up for that ride, go for it. But for a lot of people, I know they're not going to be willing to roster that type of player. Or if they do so, they do so unwillingly, and then they don't like the results. Let's go to the other side. So Pittsburgh, I would say, you know, if there are two, the two biggest winners here, probably Dak Prescott and DK Metcalf. To a lesser extent, Pickens wins a little bit because, well, he now has a quarterback. And yes, that's going to be the issue for DK Metcalf. Because otherwise on this roster, there's very little there in terms of competition for targets now for DK. Your starting trio is almost certainly now going to be DK, Robert Woods, who's up there in age, and then Calvin Austin. They do have Roman Wilson, who will give them some shot playability. Scotty Miller is still on this roster as well, but it seems likely it'll be Robert Woods. So very little competition for targets. Yes, Pat Freiermuth is there. Not a competition, you know, not a competitor for targets. The big issue that I have, though, who the heck is throwing him the football? Because don't tell me that that quarterback is on the roster right now. Mason Rudolph, if they go into the season with Mason Rudolph as their starter, they have some major problems. And it would likely, even though there's no competition for targets, cause me to shy away from DK Metcalf. Will Howard is there. I highly doubt that a six-round rookie is your starter, but I mean, I guess stranger things have happened. Brock Purdy was a seventh rounder. But the team, you know, maybe it's Rodgers, maybe it's Kirk Cousins. Ideally, one of those two, and that would actually give me a little bit more confidence in DK, because as it currently stands, I do not have that confidence based on the depth chart. A little bit of a head scratcher that the Pittsburgh Steelers waited until after the draft. They did get a pick, but it's a 26th pick. They also get a 27th fifth round pick. Not a big deal. They don't get to backfill that roster spot right now. Maybe they'll still be in the market for somebody else. We'll see. But as of right now, it's a thin depth chart. And unless they address quarterback, it'll be bad for DK Metcalf. Otherwise, back to Pickens. Wide receiver 3, boom or bust, weekly volatility. If that's not your type of player, George Pickens probably isn't the player for you. FTNFantasy.com is the website. Make sure you head over there. The Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide is out. If you want to get in on everything we have over at FTNFantasy.com, an NFL Pro subscription, you can get 10% off with the promo code RATPACK. Use that promo code, and you can follow along with me on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe, and on Instagram, at Jeff Ratcliffe. When more news breaks, I'll be back.